mighty push.
Prayers go out to Boosie, who was involved in an accident. Bystanders say that he was speeding. This looks crazy right here, though. But Boosie seemed to be standing up. Who the dude on the floor? Hold on, there's a video on it. There's a video on it. Let's see. Damn. Yo, there's people on the floor for real, for real. This ain't even. Boosie got his shirt off. You know, he's like, let's see that again. It's, you know, hold on. So we got cops right there. Somebody on the floor right here. Looked like he in pain for real, for real. And then another person right here on the floor. Damn, this must have been fresh. They must have caught that right once it happened. Damn. And then Boosie standing right there, like we see in the picture. Damn, man. One more time. Let's look at that. This is crazy, y'all, man. Prayers out, go out to Boosie and all them folks on the floor and all that good stuff, man. Speedy recovery, you know. Look like nobody lost their life or anything. But yeah, man, y'all don't be speeding it out here, man. Like I was just reacting to, you know, them three ladies that lost their lives from drinking. Although it don't seem like bro was drinking, but he was speeding. You know what I mean? And that, you all understand how that goes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know what I mean? Especially with those expensive cars, you think they got control and all that, but them shits really don't. You know what I'm saying? You can see Boosie right here. You know what I'm saying? Shirt off and all that. You know what I mean? And you know, the ambulance right here. Damn. Prayers to Boosie, man. You know what I mean? I know this is what's trending right now. All through. Everybody, you know, reacting to the thing. But, yeah, man. This is... it's in Memphis. It happened in Memphis. You see that right there? Damn. Prayers to Boosie, man. Speedy recovery to, you know, the individuals hurt. You know what I mean? You know, folks, y'all just... Please, man, be careful, man. You know what I'm saying? Drive carefully, bro. Like, don't be out here, you know what I'm saying, thinking your ass, you know what I mean? Because, hey, yeah, ain't nobody no speed racing this mug, bro. Like, you know, this thing kind of just got me thinking about, you know, all those fast cars. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to get a fast car, the Hellcat, the Lambo, this and that, you know what I mean? And them cars... Realistically, you can't drive that fast on the freeway. You know what I'm saying? You can't drive that fast on the street or anywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, me, myself, you know, them cars look good, but I don't really see a point to, you know, going to buy a fast car. You can't really use that shit unless you're going to go on the track. You know what I'm talking about? And I don't know what happened and whatever, but they say, you know, they say he was speeding. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? But as I said, man, prayers and recovery to the individuals involved, man, you know what I'm saying? Let's get to something else, man. All right. Look at this. This been trending.
Dr. Davis has already brought in a popular YouTube celebrity to help out.
Also, you got to keep it clean then. If it was a dumpster, we keep it bad. But I like this town because it's clean. That's why I came here, because I come from a different environment where it's not clean. So I come here where it's real clean and people are nice. Let me take this off, because I shouldn't even have this on here, because it's clean here. So I just want to be clean and be a good, I'm a citizen.
Davis says they're in the works with Patrick Mahomes Sr. and Adrian Peterson and the possibility of making the trip to Wichita Falls.
Yo.
Dr. Davis has already brought in a...
Bruh, y'all heard... Hold on, we got to watch it again, though. But y'all see... Bruh said, I got to take this off because it's clean here. It's clean. Shout out to Unc, man. This shit going viral.
Popular YouTube celebrity to help out.
Also, you gotta keep it clean then. If it was a dumpster, we keep it bad. But I like this town because it's clean. That's why I came here, because I come from a different environment where it's not clean. So I come here where it's real clean and people are nice. Let me take this off, because I shouldn't even have this on here, because it's clean here.
I shouldn't even have this on. It's clean here. This ain't no hood. It's clean. You know what? Wait, what y'all talking about? It's clean. Yo, shout out to Up, bro. Yo.
Davis says they're in the works with Patrick Mahomes Sr. and Adrian Peterson and the possibility
shout out to them
of
too.
Making the trip to Wichita Falls.
Man,
Davis
one more time.
Has already
I'm sorry.
Brought
this is
in
funny,
a popular
bro.
YouTube celebrity to help out.
Also, you got to keep it clean then. If it was a dump, then we keep it bad. But I like this town because it's clean.
I like
that's why
clean.
I came here, because I come from a different environment where it's not clean.
It's not clean.
So I come here where it's real clean and people are nice. Let me take this off, because I shouldn't even have this on here, because it's clean.
It's clean!
I just want to be clean and be a good, I'm a citizen.
Davis says they're in the works with Patrick Mahomes Sr. and Adrian Peterson and the possibility of making the trip to Wichita Falls.
So do they only wear, like, you know what I'm saying, the shiesties, you know what I'm saying, and parts that ain't clean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the name, the shiesties came from Pooh Shiesties, that's from the M, and we know how, you know, the M, you know, how the M be type shit. It's like, them ain't like Nigeria, you know what I'm saying, third world looking type shit. So maybe that's, you know what I'm saying? So he's like, bro, I shouldn't even have this on, because it's clean. Fuck am I got this on for? It's clean, nigga. Yo, shout out to bro. That might know how to, bro. The way he talk is what's so funny. It's just funny, bro. That's, I guess that's why it's going viral, bro. Because, hey, now, one more time. I'm sorry. I know. One more time, bro. Come on.
Dr. Davis has already brought in a popular YouTube celebrity to help out.
Also, you got to keep it clean then.
Yeah,
if it was a dumpster, we keep it bad.
Yeah.
But I like this town because it's clean. That's why I came here. Because I come from a different environment where it's not clean. So I come here where it's real clean and people are nice. Let me take this off because I shouldn't even have this on here because it's clean. Here.
It's clean.
So I just want to be clean and be a good, I'm a citizen.
I, you know what I'm saying? I gotta take it off. It's clean. Shit, I actually even have dreads right now because it's clean. I mean, cut this off because, you know, because it's clean. And you know what I mean? Ain't no need. Yeah. I mean, just cut this off because it's clean. Bro. Unk is funny, bro. I can't even hold you, bro. That shit, man. Shout out to bro for real. Real talk, man. Y'all let me know what y'all think, bro. You know what I'm saying? Is it clean? Where y'all at? Is it clean? Y'all got shaggies on? You know what I'm saying? What y'all got going on? You know what I'm saying? Because it's clean over there, right? If it ain't clean over there, it's just a dumpster, then y'all, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? Because it's clean. You feel me? I know. But hey, let's keep going, bro. Look at this. So DM me. So this is Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber says, DM me if you want to make music together, right? And then, yo, this is the post, right? Then Drake responded, I DM'd, but no reply. Damn, man. Why Justin finessing, man? Drake DM'd him. You know what I'm saying? And bro ain't replying. You know what I mean? Shit, I should DM him too because, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, your boy Almighty, you know what I'm saying? I make music too, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I need to DM him too, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Make music. But if he ain't respond to Champagne Poppy, Drake, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he gonna respond to me, man, with my little 10K followers, man. You know what I'm saying? So, shit. I don't know about that. Any of y'all done DM'd him? You know what I'm saying? Any of y'all DM'd him to see, you know what I'm saying, if he for sure about this shit? Because, you know, everybody been worrying about, bruh, you know what I mean? People talking about, bruh, you know, tripping, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he off the saucy sauce or whatever it is and all that good stuff. But I don't know. I feel like bruh is probably trying to try new things, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I don't know. It's the same way I seen it, the same way y'all seen it. You know what I'm talking about? But, I mean, why would he not respond to Drake, though? On some shit. Like, why y'all think he ain't respond to Drake? You know what I'm saying? Could it be because, you know, Drake ain't necessarily favored in the, you know, spotlight, in the public light right now? Or, you know, what y'all think? Because, me personally, I don't know. But I definitely want to DM, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as I said, I do music, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I do the Afrobeat, you know what I'm saying? The hip-hop rap. You know what I'm saying? The R&B show. You know what I'm saying? I just uploaded a lot of my old songs up on the, what's it called? On all platforms, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm talking about old songs, you know what I mean? Old John. Just because. I'm like, bro, why not? You know what I mean? So, I definitely need to DM this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know what I mean? But pause, though, you know? Because I keep saying this DM shit. Like, you know, people only slide in people's DMs when they, you know what I mean? But I ain't trying to slide in, bro, DM. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to DM him to work on some music collaboration. You know what I'm talking about? As long as he ain't going to charge me no money because, you know what I'm saying? Yo, boy, you hear me? You know what I'm talking about? It's, I'm just saying. You feel me? But, hey, y'all let me know what y'all think about it, man, for sure. And, of course, check out the music. You know what I'm saying? And hit that subscribe button. Let's keep going. Look at this.
Anybody in this room right now can blow up on TikTok if they was consistent.
Do you feel like if you were to start from scratch, could you do it all over again?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Bro, I wrote the book to blow it up. I know the formula. I can give it to you for free right now.
Okay, so if you had to start
come
over.
Come on, bro.
Start on TikTok. Pause. I didn't have TikTok back then.
Right.
Okay. But if I was starting over from
today.
Zero, I would start on TikTok.
Okay.
I go live every day. I post a TikTok every day, every single trend, every single trendy song, boom, boom, boom. I would link with pretty girls, film videos, make the audience fall in love with us. And then from there, I would incorporate my friends and family. When you got an ecosystem of people around you that you see every day, it's easy for you to come up with ideas. But I would definitely start on TikTok before anything and then move over to YouTube.
Got it. So at what point would you move from the TikTok platform to YouTube?
I would do it at the same time, but I would focus more on TikTok.
Why? Do you feel like it's an acceleration tool that just didn't exist back then?
Yeah, TikTok is... Anybody in this room right now can blow up on TikTok if they was consistent.
Do you feel like consistency is the only key that matters on TikTok?
The only thing in any social media. I say that everybody come up to me all the time. I just want some advice, bro. I just want to know how I can make it. Like, bro, you just got to be consistent. All right, bro, can I take a picture? They don't listen to it.
Right.
No,
that's crazy.
Bro, you got to be consistent. You got to go every single day. That's the only way anybody.
That's how I do it, though. I mean, Y'all, I know if y'all see, you know, if y'all don't know, I'm on all platforms. You know, if you don't know who you're talking to, who's talking to you right now, it's just God of Positive Vibes, Almighty Vibes, you know what I'm saying? Music-wise, Almighty Vibes. I mean, everything Almighty Vibes, you know what I'm talking about? But my whole thing is, I ain't gonna lie. This is my whole journey. Inconsistency was my problem. I was definitely inconsistent. But for the past month, I've been consistent. I ain't gonna lie. I seen it, bro. I cannot argue with you. And then recently, I realized I did still like TikTok. I ain't gonna lie. I felt like it was childish. It kind of looked too, And I'm not someone that likes to jump on trends. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I react to stuff, but I don't react to everything. You know what I'm saying? Things that I can relate to, and I feel like, that's the stuff I react to. Now, all that dancing and all that good shit on TikTok, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, I'm not too, Not saying I couldn't dance, but like, I got to be in a super good mood for me to just be like, you know what I mean? Because I definitely, if you don't know, my content is all about positivity, love, peace, all that good stuff. So I'm not just jumping on just everything. You feel what I'm saying? There got to be a lesson there that I could, share with people type shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, I get what bro is saying for sure. Like, I think that's also the case with anything. If you wanted to make money, anybody could make money. Anybody could be rich as shit. If you just don't care about, if you don't have a personal thing, you just want to do whatever, I feel like anybody can make bread. You know what I'm saying? You just chase the money. They're like, do whatever anybody is doing to make money. You know what I'm saying? Like this, you know what I mean? But if you have like a passion or a specific thing, that kind of narrows down, what you're interested in. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, as he's saying, it's consistency. So it has to be something you love doing. Real shit. You know what I mean? And that just goes with everything in life, period. Like consistency, I feel like is the key for anything, for any growth. Consistency and patience. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be patient enough, but... I agree with bro, like real talk. And so I said, go check me out, Almighty Vibes, Bro Talk for my blogs and all that good stuff. On all platforms, Bro Talk _LA or Bro Talk. You know what I'm saying? And or Almighty Bro Talk. You know what I'm saying? That one. You know what I'm saying? But I agree with bro, for real. Consistency is the key, bro. Facts. This is for everything in life. Consistency, bro. Like if you're consistent, you get to see. You know what I'm saying? Where you make mistakes and you kind of adjust. And, at first it might be hard, but like once you keep doing it, kind of gets like second nature to you. You know what I'm saying? They say it just takes 7 times for you to do something consistently for it to kind of be a habit. You feel me? So, yeah, man. Y'all let me know, if anybody on here consistent, be trying shit, let me know. You know what I mean? But let's keep going. Look at this. Sexy Red shares the messages of rappers she smashed. She going all out in her new song. I might not be able to play the song, but let's see the thing. Hoochie coochie better. Bro, this song is crazy, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. Better. That other shit be trash. I'm trying not to, copyright stuff. This is all rappers. This all text from rappers. I don't believe. You sure? I mean, with then again, bro. Niggas be liking that ratchet shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a difference from hood and ratchet, man. I feel like people be rocking that ratchet shit. You feel me? All right, see, let's play a little bit of the thing. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, that was the shit.
That was the shit.
Hold on, twin.
Twin, what do you want to order?
The Boochie Coochie special.
What?
Coochie Coochie.
Yo. I ain't gonna lie, bro. This is crazy right here. Yeah, y'all go listen. Golly, that my grip with the buns, big B's, nigga. You hear me? But that's crazy though. Why they use this picture right here, though? What's going on right here in this picture, though? That's what I'm really, you know what I mean? You know, some people say that she's a CIA. They say, like, she's a CIA agent. Some people say she's an industry plant. There's a lot of things people say about old girl, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I think whether that's the case or not, my whole thing is the reason why people like her music is not really about necessarily what she's saying. It's just she does catchy music, you know what I'm saying, repetitive stuff. And you know how music go, bro. Like, it's all frequency and all that good stuff. And don't forget, all these labels study this thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, they study frequency and sounds, what attracts people and all that. So when people are like, how is this, you know, yeah, going crazy, it's just because I'm pretty sure they working with all them frequencies, and you know what I'm saying, they've been doing this for a long time, so they understand how, you know what I mean, and the repetitiveness of, you know what I'm saying, just we understand, you know what I'm saying? Music is sound first before it's lyrics. That's the one thing that people don't seem to understand. You know, music has always been about sound. It's not about lyrics. That's why you can hum something that sounds fire, you know what I'm saying? And he's going, you know, you hear something that just, someone's humming, and you're like, damn, that shit. And you, all of a sudden, now you find yourself just playing that back in your mind. You know what I'm saying? That's just, music is sound first, you know what I'm saying? Before it's, you know, lyrics and all that good stuff. Now, on the issue of if she's a, you know, industry plan and all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? People talking about, you know, she ruining music, you know, bro. I personally think, bro, just like everything else in this world, you can tune it off or you can turn it on. It's just, that's always choice, you know what I'm saying? People like her shit, you know, I think people like her because she's authentic. Like, she's herself, you know what I'm saying? Whether they like her music or not, they like her for her authenticity, you know what I'm saying? She ain't trying to be something she ain't. You know what I mean? It's just, she's herself all the time. And I think people respect that, whether they like her music or not. They respect the realness, you could say. You feel what I'm talking about? Now, some people would still be like, bro, I don't want my kids listening to this. My daughters listening to this. You know, all that good shit. And she really be doing some, you know what I mean? But that's not for us to judge. It's just, you know, that's not for me to judge. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can be judging the comments. You know, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep going. All righty. Look at this one.
Or every black actor gets to a certain point, gets taken out. Whether it's Michael or Crosby or R. Kelly or Prince, they all either die under mysterious circumstances.
Nipsey.
Or they become troubled and die of an overdose or some medication. Or they get done for some sex crimes or whatever. I mean, in R. Kelly's case, every single one of those children were basically sold to him, allegedly, sold to him by their parents. You know? Mm. And this is, you know...
Does that eliminate the fact that he wanted them, or what, you know, whether they were sold or not, but he still wanted them, you know what I'm saying? That's why they got quote unquote sold, right?
What's going on? We'll talk, yeah, maybe that's a conversation for another day, but you know, like, there's so much of that in the entertainment industry, but there are no prosecutions of white artists, there are no prosecutions of country artists. Madonna's never got in trouble for her 16-year-old boyfriends.
Yeah, why haven't we got Eminem yet?
No, where's Eminem? Could it have anything to do with this?
What's the country stars we're thinking of?
Well, Eminem, yeah, country stars, okay, yeah. I'll tell you after the show. No, I mean, Eminem woke up one day an angry lesbian. With very left-wing politics. I wonder why that might have been. Who knows? Who can say? But it's only ever black artists who get their reputations absolutely ripped to shreds in public, get accused of the worst thing that a person can be accused of, right? And always when they get a little bit too big for their boots, a little bit too outspoken, a little bit too edgy, or a little bit too quote-unquote uncontrollable, when they won't take their meds, when they won't do as they're told, when they won't shut up about Israel, when they won't shut up about contracts, when they won't do as the establishment and as the architecture, the machinery of the industry wants them to do, suddenly they're guilty of underage sex with kids, people trafficking, all the rest of it. Well, I mean, maybe the truth is that the whole industry does it. Maybe the truth is that nobody does it, probably closer to the first one.
wow.
But these selective prosecutions, I'm not a big civil rights, let's defend black people for the sake of it guy. You know, I don't even really care for the music that much. I like Ye as a singular instance because he's an artist in a slightly different league and a different caliber than the rest of them. I don't really listen to the music from the rest of that genre, to be honest with you. But even I cannot deny that the prosecutions are targeted, selective, and gruesomely unfair in the way that they are played out in public, and the manner in which the juries are tainted and poisoned beforehand. But you know, this guy's like on trial, and Netflix decides that. I mean, come on.
They murdered Michael Jackson.
100%.
And they murdered someone gave Prince fentanyl.
They murdered Michael Jackson after he started talking about Jews. And I'm not going to say that what he said about them was right or wrong or whatever, but it is a fact of history that, first of all, they released the recordings of a phone call where he was complaining about Jews in some not very pleasant language. And I think he had a similar problem with Jewish people that sort of universalized to Jewish people in general, which every black artist or every...
Yo, it's crazy that, you know, and he says he doesn't even listen to Brett right here. Shout out to whoever, you know, on this podcast. He's even saying that he doesn't even listen to hip-hop like that. He said he likes Ye specifically. He doesn't even, you know what I'm saying? But he notices, you know, even from a whole nother genre, he can see. He's not saying that, you know, what they're doing is right, you know what I'm saying? But he's saying everybody's doing it. That's, you know, for the most part, majority of them doing it. You know what I'm saying? Why is it only the black folks that's really getting the hammer hand, you know, when they decide to do something? Now, I don't know, you know, I just got into the music shit, and I'm not even in the industry. I'm completely independent, you know, and most of y'all don't even know who I am type shit, you know. But by the way, you can go check out my music on Almighty Vibes, you know what I'm saying, all platforms. But, you know, what y'all think? You know what I'm saying? Y'all think bro got a point right here? I mean, it does look like that, you know what I'm saying? But we understand this, the game, bro. It's like a publicity thing, like, you know, like with the Diddy's, they say he went against Diageo. Kanye says he went against, the Jews and all that good stuff. And it's like, you know, I get it. But my whole thing is, why, you know, I get it and I agree that it's definitely being, you know, they've definitely specified, like picking, you know, a specific group, you know, whatever it is, black folks, you know, whatever. But I also think that the individual shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't do stupid shit or crazy shit so they don't get, you know what I mean? And, you feel what I'm saying? I hope y'all understanding where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's still power of choice. You know, if you know you're being extra scrutinized, you know, why are you playing that game? You know what I'm saying? Why are you, you know what I mean? But at the same time, if everybody is doing it, they definitely should address everybody. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying the safest way to avoid getting in the bullshit is don't be part of the bullshit so they can't put no bullshit on you. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think it's every black artist that they doing that, you know, and then again, I don't think it's every black artist that's saying crazy shit. So, all I know is clearly a non-black individual is saying this, and not just a non-black, non-hip-hop, whatever, lover, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Clearly, from what he said, he's on the other side. He doesn't listen to hip-hop like that genre, right? But he can see it plainly, you know? And I you know, shit. Shit. You hear me? As I said, bro, just don't do the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And you know, don't do the bullshit. You know what I mean? Don't do the bullshit. Don't feed into the bullshit. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I definitely think he is right for sure. You know what I'm saying? We understand that they're always the puppeteers, the people that are in power that control these things. You know what I'm saying? You know, we know that about the country. We know that about every organization has that anyway. You know what I'm saying? So for sure, we know in the music industry, the individuals that are definitely puppeteering things. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is, if you know before getting into it or whatever it is, just, you know, avoid the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? But then again, you can do what you want to do if you want to be, you know what I mean, outspoken like Kanye. You know, he's taking it to the extreme, right? My whole thing is, you know, don't generalize, right? In the sense of, you know, don't generalize. That's just the thing. Don't generalize. Don't, you know, the Kanye thing, I'm not even, you know, because bruh is like, he tripping, like he generalizing and some more shit, like, you know, these, when you generalize, I'm not saying they should murk you because of that or assassinate your character because of that, but don't generalize, because, you know, we are all individuals, and individuality is an actual thing. It's a big thing. It, you know, plays a role in a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you know, there's crowd mentality, there's cultural, you know, influences and environmental influences, but I always say choice is a big thing that we tend to eliminate, you know, in society. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all can let me know what y'all think. I mean, as I said, I'm not in support of them, you know, blackballing or black, you know, whatever they call that shit, blacklist. I don't even know why it's even called blackballing. You know what I'm saying? Why, you know, why is that? Why you gotta be blackballing? You know what I'm saying? Why can't it be whiteballing? You know what I'm saying? Or redballing? You know what I mean? So, you know, if we want to go down that rabbit hole, we can go down that rabbit hole. Like, it gets deep. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, stay out the bullshit, and the bullshit might stay out of you. Pause. But yeah, y'all let me know what y'all think, man. Let's keep going. Oh man. Look, talking about Kanye.
Fuck every streamer except for Black Boy Magic, Kai.
What the heck? Damn.
Yeah, I thought.
Why? Wow.
Cool.
Academics, man. He really
act cool, but we changing the game. Y'all get to see the process, bro. Damn. Fuck Aiden Ross.
God damn.
Fuck Aiden Ross. Everybody like Aiden Ross, Matt Corny. We fuck every streamer except for.
Why are these folks going in on like? Why? Kanye going Kanye, bro. Kanye will. Kanye is going to yay. You hear me? He don't told he I don't know if he's Kanye now because, you know what I'm saying? But Kanye is going to yay. He don't took away the can from it. You know what I'm saying? It's more like just yay, right? He's Kanye at this point. You know what I'm saying? It's not Kanye no more. It's Kanye.
Black Boy Magic, Kai.
Kai.
I thought
how is he corny? What is this word corny? It's basically saying that, you know, somebody does, you know, just what they look like, the norm, like the typical stuff. Is that's what corny means, right? That he's just typical. But this man is a trendsetter, right? He's number one streamer in the world. Can he be corny? Y'all think he's corny? I don't know. I don't think so. I think bro is a cool dude. But this is Kanye, you know?
It's cool.
Fuck academics, man. He really
act cool. Yeah, I fuck with act, you know what I'm saying? Now, of course, you know, Kanye fuck with act, because, you know.
Act cool, but we changing the game. Y'all get to see the process, bro. Fuck Aiden Ross.
Damn, why are you going on Aiden Ross? I know them two don't like each other or some shit, but, you know, we've seen the recent streams and all that good stuff, but I don't. What's up
with that? Fuck Aiden Ross. Everybody like Aiden Ross, Matt Corny. We fuck every streamer.
Man, you already know this is Bruh Talk, part of the Almighty Collective. You know what I'm saying? And your boy Almighty right here, the God of positive vibes. Yes, I said it, the God of positive vibes. So I do not, you know what I'm saying, support any hate. You feel what I'm talking about? But of course, we're going to talk about it. We're going to bring it to, you know, Kanye on a hate binge. You know what I'm saying? I think the easiest, as I said, it's Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Not Kanye, Kanye. And, you know, Kanye, it means I can do. This nigga is like, I can't. I'm not doing it. Basically, what I'm saying is he went from the can, the positive yay, to the negative yay. You know what I'm saying? Because he just bashing everybody and anything. I don't know if it's the trend or, bro, just, you know, he just got too much hate in his blood right now. You know what I'm saying? But y'all seen it like me. Y'all think Kai corny? Y'all think Aiden Ross corny? I mean, a lot of people do say Aiden Ross corny. I ain't got no hate. These are the individuals that's you know, running the shit, and, you know, they doing their thing. You know, me personally, I ain't got no hate against none of these individuals. You know what I'm saying? Not Aiden, and Kai. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Speed. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no hate towards any of them, but clearly Kanye does. But what y'all think? Like, what's y'all's opinion on it? You know what I'm saying? Y'all think this is Kanye doing his thing, or Ye doing his thing? You know what I'm saying? Or what's your thoughts about it? Because I don't support the negativity, man. Shit crazy. All right. Look at this right here.
I'm treading lightly. I ain't flashing, nigga. I'm talking to who I'm seeing. I mean, that's yet to come if I let y'all have it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But mark my words, he's going to try to do some evil stuff. He's been trying to do evil stuff since I broke up with him.
Evil stuff?
I'm treading lightly.
What's evil stuff?
I ain't flashing, nigga I'm talking to, who I'm seeing. I mean, that's yet to come.
That's crazy how, like, she got it. I mean, you can clearly, she, you know, you clearly see she likes a public attention, but she still, like, she has to now hide the guy she's dealing with because of, according to her, blue face, you know what I'm saying, trying to do evil stuff. I don't know what the evil stuff
is. If I let y'all have it, like, you know what I'm saying? But mark my words, he's going to try to do some evil stuff. He's been trying to do evil stuff since I broke up with him.
What is the evil stuff, though? Blueface, what's the... Okay, hold on. That's some more of this.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, why are you doing this to our son? Like, all right. Remember the last year, 2 years ago? He dropped a diss. I dropped a diss. He posted my son's penis.
God love.
Genitals on Twitter. He just can't handle when I put my foot down, bro. All right, for example, I just broke up with him. On some, like, yo, you know, how about, you know, let me focus. Let me get this right. Like, I got so much potential, so much fire in me. I can get this right. Like, Lord God, like, for real. Like, that's how I be feeling. Like, you can really feel when something is really in your way or holding you back as an anchor, like, and it's not good. So, like, I'm having a real adult conversation over the phone. You know what this dude do? Okay, I unfollow him, whatever. He started doing story times. One of his story times he had on his page, it was like one of these girls. She mentioned my son, right? He posts it on his story. I'm not even mad at the female. I just know him as a person against our son. It's demonic, bro. It's demonic, bro. It's demonic, bro. Like, he's so disrespectful when it comes to our son. It's disgusting, bro. And you know, oh, I'm answering the phone. I'm saying I love you. I'm going to be honest, bro. That's out of fear. I've been trying to, like, dim my light just so he don't get as mad as he usually do and as bad as he do with our son. Like, I can't even explain it, bro. Like, hey, but like, why she answer the phone? Why she... Bitch, I am scared. Because the next time he see a... Okay. Y'all seen how he followed his mom? And then unfollowed her? He didn't follow his mom because he F with his mom. He followed his mom because he knows... What do she call my son all day long? She say he's retarded. Come on now, that lady is evil and out to get me and my son. She's dissing her own grandchild on social media. Mm. I'm saying this to say, bro, don't get it messed up. Like, yeah, I love him, I'm riding for him, but I know his character traits, bro. I know his patterns, bro. Soon as we beef, he hurt our kid, and it's so evil. So I need y'all. Our son is off limits while we're not seeing eye to eye, please. Because I'm not picking up the phone no more, and y'all gonna see some evil stuff go down, bro. And I'm just giving y'all a fair warning, bro, the way he is, my nigga. Because, okay, I broke up with him, but I still answer his calls just because I don't like when someone plays with my son for clout, bro. My baby got a million followers on his page, bro. And it's not just with my son. It's with just his parenting in general. He's too creeped out to be a dad. Like, I just don't understand. Like, why are you doing this to our son? Like,
oh, shit.
Like, all right. Remember the last year, 2 years ago, he dropped a diss. I dropped a diss.
All right, so she said two things that stood out to me. Clearly, first, she said, according, if you read this shit, she tells him, I love you out of fear. But yes, she says she still loves him. Which one is it, madam? Do you love him or are you saying I love you out of fear? Right? Now, of course, bruh, you know what I mean? Blueface, to be realistic, you know what I'm saying? And she said another thing also, that he's too creeped out to be a dad. We saw the video where people were like, oh, is he, you know, because he was like, he's learned his lesson, da, da, da. Clearly from what she's saying, it don't seem like he's learned his lesson. But also, it doesn't also seem like she has necessarily learned her lesson. Right? She loves him. She doesn't love him. She says out of fear. It's not out of fear. Like, what is, you know what I mean? Personally, that's their business. You know what I mean? But at the same time, when they bring it to the public, then it becomes everybody's business. You know what I'm talking about? And looking at this situation, man, I'm just like, bruh. I mean, you chose the mind. You did. Unfortunately, you did. Right, you chose this, and this is why they be telling ladies, man. You know, I mean, then again, you can never really know, but I mean, it was obvious at that time. It was obvious she could tell that this man. You know what I mean? So it's like they be telling ladies, man, just know who you're dating. Y'all that like the bad boys, the niggas that be going to jail, the niggas that be murking folks, all that good shit. Know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Because some people never want to change, and then you get a kid by that individual. Now you stuck. When you want to transform your life, you know what I'm saying, you kind of end up, you got a 18-year chain on you. You know what I'm talking about? Until that kid go 18. Even after that, you still got a, you know what I mean, basically a lifetime chain to be realistic because, you know what I mean? And then his mom's and it just, it's unfortunate, man. Because I feel like old girl would have, you know, I'm talking about Krishan right here. She would do a lot better. And it seems like she's trying, you know what I mean? It seems like she's trying. Yes, she has emotions. You know, she's human and all that good stuff. But seemed like she's trying. But I don't know, man. It's kind of hard to say. Looking at their situation, it's just like, bro, what? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Y'all can let me know what y'all think about their situation or what you think she can do differently because she's stuck with this man. Like, in a sense, you know what I mean? And bruh seemed like he ain't really learned his lesson. You know what I mean? He probably still trying to manipulate shit and all that good stuff, but I don't know, bruh. I don't even know, bruh. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. You know what I'm saying? For sure. For shit show. Let's see some more. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it for my family. Yeah, we may mess up on the way. I need y'all to pay for me. I don't want y'all to pass judgment. Please keep your opinions to yourself. For real.
How you expect us to do that when you bring it to the public, though? That's kind of defeats the point, you know? Once you know, it's kind of public. That's why people are talking about it, because you bring it to the public. And yes, you know, yeah, people should pray for you and all that good stuff. But as much as you have supporters, you got haters. And I think you got more haters than supporters, or at least individuals that don't even care. They just kind of observe it from, you know what I mean? And they just like looking at it and like, bro, like, you know what I mean? But when you bring it to the public, then it becomes a public issue. Then again, you are a public figure. You are a rapper, a celebrity, whatever, you know what I mean? So it's going to be hard for the people not to, you know what I'm saying, judge you. It's kind of, yeah, I don't know about that one. What y'all think? Y'all think, you know what I mean? Because what am I doing right now? Reacting. Some will say that's judgment. You know what I mean? And even though I'm really not trying to judge, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to learn, you know what I mean? And help other people learn from this. You know what I'm saying? It's just avoid, y'all try to avoid men that don't fit, you know, ladies, try to avoid men that don't fit, you know what I'm saying, your long-term goal. You know what I'm saying? Or even your current, you know what I mean? Or don't have kids by somebody that you know that you don't, you know what I mean? Because then you're going to be looking like this. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit right here crazy, bro. For real. All right. Let's see. Bruh. First, let's go right here.
Look at Wilo. Wallow out there trying to save the man.
Get out of here.
Look at Wallow trying to save the man.
Shout out to bruh.
Think about the jump. Wallow trying to save him.
Man, Wallow really, bruh, respect and shout out to bruh, man, for like, you know, when people, you know, the Lil Durk video when he was, you know, in tears talking to them, you know, $1 million over again, and people were like, man, you know, this might always be crying and all that. Bro, this man has done time. You know what I'm saying? He understands, like, that. And if you don't know, this is Bro Talk, right? I am Almighty. I go by Almighty Vibes, the God of positive vibes. You know what I'm saying? It's part of the Almighty Collective where empathy reigns. You know what I'm saying? The land of positivity. So I'm definitely all supporting. Always, you know what I'm saying? For sure, supporting what, you know, Bro be doing. Wallow really be out here, like, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Bro, because that's, we need more of that. You know what I'm saying? Clearly, Bro has good empathy. You know what I'm saying? He really, really cares about people, man. You know what I'm saying? And to the point where you see him shedding tears, and he don't be giving a fuck as a man. You know what I'm saying? He don't give a fuck. Shed that tear. You know what I mean? Shout out to Bro. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, I think Bro didn't jump. You know what I'm saying? He saved Bro, right? He said, if you see the thing right here, it's a two-hour process. Bro, life really be happening to us, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the reason my channel exists, is for us to learn from celebrities, you know, trending issues and things like that, because sometimes nobody wants to listen to you till you're, you know, kind of associating or relating it to something that's trending. And that's kind of why I do what I do, you know, and my, you know, Bro Talk. So it's like, I support, you know, empathy. I feel like if the world, you know, everybody just tries to understand that whatever you're going through, the next person right there might be going through the same thing or even worse, but they're not telling you about it. So don't judge them, you know what I'm saying? And don't, you know what I mean? Because in this world, people tend to, you know, want, oh, it's all about me, me, me. You know what I mean? And I understand, you came in this world on your own, you're going to leave on your own. But the knowledge that as much as you think it's all about you, that next person also is all about them. This is the thing about, this is what I say about help. I always tell people, bro, when you ask somebody for help, you need to understand what you're asking for. Everybody is going through something. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? My belief is that when you came in this world, you were given the ability to handle your own business. But sometimes it might be overwhelming and you need help. You want help. Right? Understand when you ask for help, right? You're asking somebody to add your burden, even though it's for a short period of time or however long. You're asking them to add your burden to their burden. They don't drop their burden and just pick up yours. Nah, theirs is always going to be on their back. So when you ask for help and maybe somebody's not able to help you, you don't know what they're going through. Don't take it personal, like, oh, man, this person ain't shit. Nah, understand. That's where the empathy comes in. Think about it. All the time you've been quiet going through your own shit, why do you think this person might not be quiet going through his own shit or her own shit? You know what I'm saying? So when you see people that go out their way to help, you need to realize that. That's why we appreciate it. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, I always congratulate individuals like that, because Wallow got his own shit that he's going through. You know what I'm saying? If anybody knows, as they say, people might be like, oh, he's rich. He got money, $1 million worth of game. But you know, we all understand this. You know, because your life is the same way. When you get $1,000, $1,001 problem comes in. When you get $2 million, problem come in. Like, it's just life never just calms down and just waits for you to get. Nah, bro. It always gives you a problem slightly above what you know what I'm saying? So everybody is going through something. Everybody. That individual is about to jump right there. He's going through something. He might feel like it's too much, but then that's where someone like Wallow coming there, you know, trying to talk to him, because he probably gone through similar things, going through his own similar thing, and he can empathize. He can tell you, oh, yo, bro, I know what I might not feel it exactly how you feeling, but bro, I'm going through my own thing, bro, you just gotta, I always tell people, bro, just keep living, no matter how hard things are. I've gone through suicidal thoughts, bro. I've really gone through shit. Even right now that y'all see me reacting to stuff, y'all don't know. I'm open about my shit to a certain degree. Your boy is homeless. This, where I'm at right now, it's not my spot. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm chasing my dream and I'm doing it quietly. I ain't asking for your help or none of that. I'm, you know, of course, exchange of content for, you know, value for whatever it is. You know? But we all going through things. Some people are more open about telling you what they're going through. Some people are more private about this shit. but we all going through something, bro. You know what I'm saying? And empathy is something I know for sure in this world is lacking. People are too selfish, self-centered, and all that good stuff. As I said, again, I understand. You know what I'm saying? You came on the, came to this world on your own. You're going to go on your own. But what makes you a hero as opposed to a villain, or what makes you greater, you know what I'm saying, than yourself is when you're able to empathize. Whether you're able to carry someone's burden for a period of time, help them out while you're carrying yours, or you're just able to understand that what you're going through, the next person can be going through the same thing, and you don't judge them. You don't, you know what I'm saying? That is my channel. That's what this Bro Talk right here, the Almighty Collective, my whole brand is built on. Oneness, peace, empathy. That's why I said this is the land of positive vibes where empathy reigns. And that's why I say I am the god of positive vibes. Everybody's a god, but I chose to be a god of positive vibes. You know what I'm saying? No matter how things get, I'm always say something positive about it. Well, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So just understand that, man. It's you know, and I understand it's hard. It's really hard to you know, real shit. When you're going through something, look, I told my moms this. I remember one time, you know, I was going through something, you know, and she would tell me, man, other people are going through worse. I tell her this. I said, if two individuals are there, one person got his head cut off and the other person got his leg cut off. So the nigga that got his leg cut off, should he not tend to his leg? If he's screaming, oh, my leg hurts, oh, my leg is off. Yes, he's better off the nigga with no head, but if he doesn't treat that leg, he's going to join that motherfucker with no head. So, yes, if you feel it, say something. Don't feel, you know what I mean? Yeah, say something. If you need help, say, you know, ask for, yeah, you know what I mean? But also understand that it could be worse. It's just, you know what I'm saying? This is just me, my two cents. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But y'all can let me know if you agree, disagree. Personally, I'm not going to lie to you. Respectfully, I know what I'm saying is a fact. So I really don't care if you disagree. But if you agree, you understand, hit that subscribe button, tap in, share, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Join the Almighty Collective. You know what I'm saying? The land of positivity where empathy reigns. You feel what I'm saying? With your boy, Almighty Vibes himself, the God of positive vibes. Let's keep going to something else. All right. Bro, this right here. Bro, this right here took me out, bro. This right here is funny, bro. Look at this, bro. Real talk.
Okay, can you get out of here?
Please,
get
stop.
Get
what are you?
For
excuse me, please.
Okay, can you get out of here?
Yo! Hey, no, wait. Yo, look. Just look at that pause and step back. When he recognized bro's face, just look. You know what? Y'all know who that is, right? Y'all know who that is.
Please look. Stop. What are you?
Look.
Excuse me. Please.
Yo. Clearly, bro. He was like, what y'all doing? And then he looked at bro. He was like, oh, it's. No. Don't. He's like, don't do that. Shit. Don't do that here. Fuck.
Okay, can you get out of here?
Please,
stop.
Excuse me. Please. Bruh, what y'all think was going through bruh's mind when he recognized who that was? Or what y'all think was... just one more time. I'm sorry.
Okay, can you get out of here? Please, stop. What are you... Excuse me. Please.
Yo, I'm sorry, that took me out. Bro, that was funny as hell, bro. First of all, why are these guys, are they shooting there without permission or something? Like, you know, bro, we know who that is. That's Jason Love, you know what I'm saying? P-O-R-N star. And old girl look like she about to, you know what I mean? She look like she part of the, you know what I mean? The you know what I mean? So, are they shooting there without permission? Like, how is this? I'll be wondering how this shit be going down. Like, what is... One more time.
Okay, can you get out of here? Please, stop. What are you... Excuse me. Please.
that a skit or is this real, bro? Because that shit just looks crazy. Look like bro just recognized like it's that nigga. Oh, and then why he smack his the thing on the way out? Like, I don't know, bro. I think it might be a skit. But even if it ain't no skit, it is ridiculous, bro. That is Banyana's, my guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy, bro. What would y'all do in this situation, bro? If you were working there and you see, you know what I'm saying, a PORN star type shit, you know what I'm saying, they trying to film someone. Are you going to be like, cut me a deal, bro. I'll let you in. Slide me some bucks. Or are you going to be like, collaboration? How would y'all react, bro, if it was y'all in this situation? Because I ain't going to lie, bro. That might have me rolling, bro. He had me rolling. I think it's a sketch, though. I don't know. I definitely think it's a skit. I don't know. I think it's a skit. I might be wrong, but I don't know. Y'all can let me know what y'all think, because I just think that joint was hilarious. Funny as a mom. Like, as fuck, bro. All right. Let's keep going. Let's see what else is on here. Look at this.
No.
Damn, that man just what? That man throwing hands like it's a rubber band. Like he just. I already know. It's probably ain't gonna be monetized. But you know what I mean. We just got it. This fight looks funny as hell, bro. Look. First he fell down and.
No.
What is that? Bro, please, y'all, bro. Please, 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 please. If you don't have the natural talent to squabble, you know what I'm saying? Go get trained. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be boxing, jiu-jitsu is always great. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Muay Thai is fire. For a lanky guy like that, Muay Thai will change his life. I'm telling you, I know, because I was training Muay Thai, Krav Maga, and some more. I'm boxing now, but it would change it. It would change because what was he doing? Like he was moving. I don't know if y'all watch anime. It's like Baki when he was doing the I don't know what the whip strike. That's what it looked like. Cause bro has just he ain't throwing. I don't even know if he was throwing punches. What was he doing? Like what? I couldn't understand it. And then Aaron the Plumber, all bro does is squabble off. Squabbling left, right, and center. He a squabble meister, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? He a squabblist. That's all bro just, you know what I'm saying? All he want to do is throw hands and squabble, man. Clearly, he knows how to throw hands. From what we're seeing right there, you know what I mean? He better know. He was in prison, you know what I'm talking about? So, he been squabbling, all that good stuff. But other than that, you know, hey, fade, squab. Hey, he better know how to throw, and he looked like he know how to throw hands, you know what I'm saying? At least to a certain degree, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I don't know, bro. I just, you know what I'm saying? This is clearly a 20v1 thing, you know what I mean? And by the way, these 20v1s, bro, like, what in the name of Saint? What, like, what in the, bro, it be getting more ratchet and ratcheted every time, like, every time, more and more ratchet, bro. Like, what is really going on with these squabble offs, bro? Because that's all they really do out there is just squabble. My goodness me. Anyway, y'all let me know what y'all think, man. Y'all think, you know what I mean? Because, I don't know. Y'all let me know what y'all think, bro. This is crazy. Let's see. Yo, this one is. Yo, see, let's start right here. So there's been things, you know, talks and all this good stuff, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't hear me keeping up with the Big U Rico thing and all that good stuff. So recently, Brick Baby and Loose Cannon got put in the same cell, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, they were cellies, you know what I'm talking about? But their wives were, you know, after 2 days, they couldn't contact them and all that good stuff. So wives were complaining and all that good stuff, blah, blah, blah. So everybody like, what's going on? Now we found out what happened, and this is what happened, why we couldn't hear from them.
It wasn't a Brick Baby, Big U, Loose Cannon situation. It was more of a other side against them situation.
Oh, man.
It was
really?
Crazy. And see, me, I don't understand street code and all that, because I would have been like, letting the niggas fight for themselves type of thing. That's what I told my husband. I was like, what the fuck you doing? Go sit in the corner. Like, mind your business type of thing,
what,
you know?
The hell?
And yeah, he was like, listen, if somebody say nap, this, that, you know, I'm learning all those slangs, right? You got to hold it down. There's this disrespect. And if you don't, then you lunch me. You know what I'm saying? So there's a thing, you beefing, if somebody from the other side is doing something to your whatever, they got to get down with them. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, but
so sound like
Big U, also neighborhood. So wait, hold up.
So they put their differences aside. They put their differences aside together. Let me aside right now to do what they got to do.
Yes.
Damn, that's deep right there.
I think the feds set that shit up because they want them to all be friends or kumbaya. I don't know. I told them. I said, you better shut. I don't care if nigga fought with you or not. I don't care.
Really?
It sounds too much craziness is going on right now that is just co-winky dinky. Like, what the hell is, like, how link up in the yard? How, like, right after you come out the hole, they just want to start some shit with, you know, like, no.
Yeah, this is bad.
It don't make no sense. I said, listen, tell them put you in solitary until your bail hearing, because I ain't want you with nobody right now. I went off on my husband. I really did. I'm not even going to hold you, because I was so upset. Because for one, you have me worried, and then y'all, they thinking this is a joke or something. I don't know. Like, I'm gonna let y'all hear this recording, right? They seem happy that they fought.
Okay.
They like to do that stuff. It's like, this can affect your freedom. This can affect your families. They hold this accountable. Like, both Brick and Cannon has bail hearings on Wednesday. Why are y'all getting into fights? Why?
Scree shit, bro. Yeah, you out here talking like you don't, like, she don't understand. She knew the nigga before she married the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is, right? Scree shit is about ego. It's not about sense. It's not about logic. That's why the downfall of a street nigga is imminent every time. Because it's about ego. And ego, as we always know, pride comes before fall at every time. It's never, 10 times out of 10, pride comes before fall. You might be getting it good for a good minute, but that's why they tell you the streets is a myth. It's some bullshit, because from the beginning, you going in with ego, and ego only does one of two things. Get you murked or get you put down. Period.
Right.
Yeah. I spoke to Brick's wife and she's pissed. She don't even want me talking about this right now because she's so pissed about this.
Whoa.
So, all right. How do you feel about all the backlash for everyone saying that you should just get off the internet with all this?
Yeah.
Listen, regardless of the fact, right? Y'all gonna run narratives and scenarios as best you hear from directly from the source. We ain't saying nothing that's gonna go against him or hurt him. It's already done. It wasn't a Brick Baby, Big U, Loose Cannon situation. It was more of a other side against them situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, really?
Crazy. And see, me, I don't understand street code and all that, because I would have been like, letting the niggas fight for themselves. That's what I told my husband. I was like, what the fuck you doing? Go sit in the corner. Like my.
So this is what, you know, as y'all heard from Loose Cannon's wife, this is why they were missing for those 2 days when their wives were panicking and all that, because they got in a squabble or squabbling down in the, you know, in the yard. And the three of them, because they're from the same court, you know what I'm saying? They did what they're supposed to do, street-wise, you know what I mean? And stuck together. Now, when people heard that Brick Baby and Loose Cannon were in the same cell, everybody's like, oh, man, this thing got to be bugged. Got to be, you know, the cell got to be bugged. Who knows? But they, you know, we're coming to find out now that Brick Baby is not even part of the, you know, Big U thing. He got his own gun case separately. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't part of it. So that people are saying that's the explanation they're giving for, maybe that's why they let, you know, because they first usually don't put two people, you know, going through the same shit, you know what I mean, or the same case, and you know what I mean, unless, you know. But regardless, I'm pretty sure they definitely got some devices out there, you know what I'm saying, in there, you know what I mean, watching these folks, listening to these folks, all that good stuff, bro. If they got it on the outside, see how there's so many cameras on the outside and niggas can't even commit a crime without saying cheese to some kind of camera somewhere. But it might be a Ring camera. It might be, you know what I'm saying? Something got you, bro. This in that day and age right here, bro. Unless you out there in the desert and shit, they probably use a satellite to beam your ass too. So the point is, bro, if they got it on the outside like that, you already know on the inside, they got informants. They got to have it. You know, it's all that stuff. So it's like, hey, well, we all now know, you know what I mean, why they were missing. Because they were squabbling. What y'all think? Y'all think it's smart for them to be squabbling? Y'all think there's any, you know what I mean? Whatever y'all think, let me know in the comment section. Still, I say, you know, good luck to these guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, prayers and all this good stuff. Hopefully, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? For me, leave the Screech shit alone, bro. Screech is all about ego. Ego is pride. And we know the age-old saying that's always rang through, or true, that's always rang true, literally. And it's not 10 times out of 10, it always happens. Pride comes before fall. Every single fucking time. It's a law of the universe. You want to be cocky, egoistic, or all that good stuff, just know your time is coming. You're going to enjoy it for a good time. Sometimes, some people you'd be instant. Karma just hit him instant. But some people, like my people say, 99 days for the thief, one day for the owner of the house. It only takes that one time to ruin everything that you've, you know what I'm saying? We can, you know, I'm not going to say much. Y'all can let me know what y'all think in the comment section. Let's keep going. Bro, this right here took me out. Look at this, bro. Bro, Detroit, look at this shit, bro. Even the white guys, look at that. Hold on. What? Doing this shit in LA, man. You just marking yourself out to get. I mean, then again, Detroit is crazy too. I ain't gonna hold you. You know what I'm saying? We understand how Detroit be, but shit. I'm pretty sure everybody in that motherfucker probably got blammers in there. Let's see. What else? Bruh, okay. Yo, this has been trending right here. This is trending right here, man. Hey, she got a body though. A little slim, thick John.
You finna tell this boy about that. Look how he walk. You feeling good.
He better be feeling good. He found a girl that don't care that he, you know, that's, mind you, I don't know how the thing go. Hopefully, you know, that we see an update to that. But I feel, I definitely, it feels good for me. I feel good, you know what I'm saying? I love to see it, basically, you know what I'm saying? Because she ain't looking at him. Oh, he, all you do is push trash. You know what I'm saying? She's willing to, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Because clearly, look at where she living. And his job is to, you know, a trash man type shit. So, for me, I definitely think, you know what I mean? This is a good one. You know, she, you know, maybe, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all agree with me or y'all disagree? You know what I'm saying? Because she clearly living somewhere good. This shit right here. And then look at his job. Look at the way she dressed. Which, you know, even though it's simple, but you can tell. She look like she got some bread. I ain't going to hold you. But, bro, it's a trash man type shit. But she's still willing to give that money. You know what I'm saying? I love to see it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he don't say, you know, hit her with a couple of lines or something. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And she like, you know what I mean? Fuck it. It is. I got the money. You got the personality. Fuck it. Let's do this. You know what I mean? I love to see it. You know what I'm saying? I love to see it. Hey, y'all let me know what y'all think. Y'all think she just finessing, bro? Or you think bro about to be in some chicks? About to be in some chicks sooner or later. I think bro about to be in some cheeks. But then again, you never know, bro. She gave the number, though. Or is it a fake number? Shit, well, I want to see the follow-up to this shit. I ain't going to hold you. You know what I'm saying? But as I said, love to see it. Personality over money. I've always said this, bro. I'm telling y'all, bro, don't judge a book by its cover, but rather by the contents of its character. Let's keep going. All right, look at this one. Leighton Green says, having two kids by a man that never wanted me to have his kids gotta be the most hurtful ish ever. He's constantly reminding me he never wanted this life with me. Woo. And then look at what bro commented underneath. So it's not just Anthony Edwards BM. y'all know that, right? It's more of y'all dumbasses out here. This is her response. She said, call me dumb for choosing my kids. I don't give a fuck. Y'all normalize abortions too much. Not everybody just okay with running to the clinic. Y'all weird. And you man, so shut the fuck up. All right. Bruh's response. Ma'am, he said he never wanted kids with you in the first place. That was your note, but you ignored it. Stop playing with me. That's crazy. Okay. And her response to that is, the man wanted the kids until it actually happened. Men will sell you a fairy tale. Okay. Let's not forget that I'll be dumb for actually believing a man. Oh, damn, I read that all fucked up. But you're reading it with me, too. Anyway, believing a man and trying to love a man through everything. It's cool. I don't need prayers. I don't need sympathy. Then why is it on social media? That's the thing. When your actions are saying something else, you know what I'm saying? If you don't need sympathy, you wouldn't have brought it out for everybody else to see. Like, you get what I'm saying? You wouldn't have posted this to the public. You wanted people to agree with you. Maybe you didn't expect everybody to agree, but you definitely wanted some people, maybe the women, right? That's why you're talking down on men. You wanted sympathy. You that's what you wanted. Either sympathy or empathy, right? Don't say you didn't want sympathy, but you brought it out to the public. You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit. You were lying. You know what I'm saying? And we're not stupid. And this is exactly what the bruh is saying, right? In the sense of that you claim that, you know, bruh didn't want to, you know, da, da, da. But he told you. Yeah, I understand you don't want to do the abortion thing. Okay. Well, then, are you willing to raise the kid solo dolo? Without, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing, right? There's so much about power of choice. I keep telling these, you know, women and all this. Men, too. It's power of choice. Don't eliminate the choice part of it. You know what I'm saying? Another thing, don't bring your private business to the public and then when people react to it, you say, oh, man, why y'all reacting to it? That's the stupidest shit in the world. You're literally asking for people's reaction, but you're not getting a favorable reaction. Now, because of that, the reaction is not favorable, you're acting, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no, I don't want that. But yet you put it on social media. What do you think social media is about? Social media is to garner sympathy or empathy. That's the whole point of social media. If you like, you know what I'm saying? If you like something, it's because you either agree with it or you disagree with it. You find similarities with your life or your experiences in that thing. That's what social media is about. Or you don't find the similarities. You know what I'm saying? That's what social media is about. So when you post something on social media and then you say, no, I don't want people's opinions, then what the fuck are you posting it on social media for? You feel me? I don't be getting this shit, bro. Am I tripping? If I'm tripping, please let me know in the comments. For sure, let me know in the comments because I might be tripping. I'm not claiming that I know everything or even anything at all. I just have my own opinions about shit. You know what I'm saying? And if you agree with me, hit that subscribe button. And also put a thumbs up right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, let's get to one more. Look at this.
Ray didn't have a car, but Ray was doing so much. Listen, yeah. He was doing so much shit. Like, it was like.
I was driving your car.
I'm not trying to be funny. Like, he was doing so much shit. I already knew, like, he was not a bum. Like, it was like, you could just tell. When I got to know you, I'm like, more driven. He's not doing this because right. He don't have
to text my phone all day. Like, yeah. Oh, you don't want to text me. Nigga, I got shit to do.
No, yeah.
I need you to have the same drive as me. I can't be, like, out here taking care of business, and you like, oh, you don't want to text me today? Nigga, no, because I'm busy. I'm not expecting every man to be even perfect because I'm not perfect myself.
Right.
But it's just certain things that I feel like I have to be willing to work with. You have to meet me halfway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I feel like I mean you more than you mean me, it's like, nigga, this ain't going to work for me.
I can't even think of anybody that I'm just like, even just cool or I just
That's
know.
That's understandable, though. Niggas be lying. Where are you searching for these niggas at?
I'm not.
What is your type? Like,
honestly,
when I met Ray. All right. From this, we can pick out some things. Shout out to Babyface Ray and shout out to his woman. Bro, I reacted earlier to, I forgot what bro's name is, where his wife gave him $300. He didn't have $300 to buy a script writing software or something. His wife gave him $300 and now his movie is made $300 million within the, I think, first week or something like that. Women want an already made cake. Most women these days want an already made cake, right? They want it. They think you're not serious because you don't have everything already put together, like financially. Not that you don't have it put together, but you don't have it put together financially. And they forget. I've studied millionaires. I'm being honest with you. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, taking a chance on myself, betting completely solely on myself. That's why I'm homeless right now, crashing on the homie's floor, completely devoting myself to my art, filmmaking, content creation, and music. I'm solely betting on myself, right? I'm grinding every day. I clock in 20 hours a day. If this was a job, I'm doing 20 hours of creativity a day, researching content, doing this, all that good stuff. Now, some lady might look at it and be like, nigga, you ain't got no job. You crashing on your homie's floor. You ain't shit. You just heard what, I just gave you two instances of women that looked past that. It's not that, you know, financial stuff, like, it comes with time. We already understand that women are more favored financially. Like women make money earlier than men. How should I put it? The world is tailored. It's easier for a woman to get what she wants, you get what I'm saying, than a man. Especially when the man is trying to chase his dreams or his passions, not necessarily fitting into the colloquial or the typical 9-to-5er doing the, it's, you know what I'm saying? I think for sure, I'm very sure that if a woman can look past just finances and look at, like I always tell you, don't judge a book by its cover, but rather by the contents of its character. If she can look at the grind, see how this man is grinding. Yeah, he might not have it financially right now, but if you watch his grind, you can tell that he's going to make it. Maybe he just need a little bit of support, a little investment, just a little. You know what I'm saying? But most women want an already-made cake. Oh, if you're not financially there, I'm the fuck with you. I don't even give a fuck if you're really grinding and chasing. I don't care. Fuck all that. At your age, you should. And guess what? They run into the niggas that have made that money. But those niggas treat them like property because they weren't there when the nigga was grinding and suffering, right? They weren't there. So when the nigga looks at them as, oh, you just want to come and eat already? Okay, cool. And now he's fucking like 15 other bitches. He's paying for your shit, but he's paying for you. He sees you as not an asset, but a liability. When the time comes when your ass is, he doesn't value your opinion. Why? Because you didn't help him make that money. So why the fuck should he care about what you're saying? You understand what I'm saying? Ladies, understand this. I might be wrong. Let me know in the comments. Anybody that you know thinks I'm wrong, let me know in the comments. But even as I said this before, even as a lady, imagine this. Just think about it. Just think about it for yourself. I say this a lot. If you were, you know, let's just say your family, right? You were chasing your whatever dream or goal or whatever, you know, whatever it is, whatever. Even if it's not even a dream or goal, let's just say school, whatever it is. But your family was not fucking with you on your way there. Like they won't, you know, they're like, go do this other thing. But then you finally make it. This is your family, right? When they come trying to enjoy that glory, how do you feel? Do you listen to their opinions? Do you care what they're saying? So how much more now somebody that you're not related to, that the only thing that's tying you is an emotion, do you think that individual is going to regard you as anything when you just come for an already made cake, like already, you know, a man that already done product? No, he's going to look at you like, okay, but, you know, I can fuck with you. I care about you, but your opinions don't matter right here. I hope you all understand what I'm saying. If I'm wrong, please let me know in the comments. I'm not claiming that I know all things. I'm just claiming that I know a few. You hear me? So, as I say, man, if you really want to find, mind you, the fear of women is that if I start with this man at the beginning, when he makes that bread, he's going to disappear. That, you know, that fear that he's going to disappear is there even when you come to that man that's already made that money. 9 times out of 10, or 8 times out of 10, 7 times out of 10, he's already fucking with multiple women already because he has that access. It's easy for him, right? So it's still 50-50 regardless. The thing is now, well, not necessarily 50-50, if we're being real. A man, this is one thing I said earlier. A man, even if things don't work out in the long run, if you help him build, he would forever feel indebted to you. Not forever, but he would feel indebted to you to the point where regardless, there will never be a time he would just, you know what I'm saying? Because he knows as his pride would hurt him because he knows he didn't make this shit on his own. So he would always still feel like, if let's say you're about to split, he would rather give you your share. Like, okay, take your share and leave. As opposed to someone that, you know what I'm saying, that you coming into, he's not giving you shit when you're split. Get the fuck out of here and give me all my shit too, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you gotta reason this shit with logic, man. You know what I'm saying? And as I always say, if you have empathy, you're going to understand these things. It's just very simple. How would you react in a situation like that? Then understand how men see that thing. And that's why women, you know, all these women, they go with the already made product. And then they later on complain, men ain't shit, men ain't this, men ain't that. Nah, motherfucker, you go into some shit that's already made thinking your value is going. No, motherfucker, even if you have your own money, it doesn't mean shit. You weren't there when I was there. Right? And I'm not about to regard your opinion. You weren't there when I made this money. So why the fuck do I care? Should I care how you think I spent? Nah, fuck all that. You get what I'm saying? It's just my opinion. I want to hear the rebuttals and the, you know what I'm saying, all that good shit in the comment section. You know what I mean? Because of course it's bro talk. You hear me? We empathy, man. Empathy. I wanna, you know what I mean? Because I could be wrong. I always tell you, I'm never claiming that I'm right. I'm just giving y'all my opinion. You feel me? So let me know what y'all think, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's it right there. That's it right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody. You know what I'm saying? Go check out the music. You know what I'm saying? Almighty Vibes on all platforms. You hear me? You know what I mean? And then, of course, go check out the merchy merch. You know what I'm talking about? You might see some of you liking her. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Join the Almighty Collective. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And I'm going to see y'all next time. Stay mighty because we almighty. I am out of this. Peace.
Almighty push.